The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start with five facts about dust. Now, some studies suggest that we get a lot of dust from space. 100 metric tons, in fact, of cosmic dust falls onto our planet every day. And this dust is organized or originated in outer space and contains complex organic matter, they say, and could have been created by stars. What other sources of dust are there? Well, house mites live in your dust in your house. Tiny arachnids called dust mites, which we may talk about with our guest, are living off your old skin cells, and they have powerful enzymes that digest the tough cells, which are then excreted and will irritate our lungs, and that is what causes dust allergies. Now, dust, contrary to popular belief, is not 70% dead skin cells. You may have heard that. But instead, it's mostly made up of animal dander, sand, space debris, which I just mentioned, pollen, fibers from textiles like your towels and bedding, and paper in your house. Now, dust isn't all bad. It helps produce beautiful sunrises and sunsets. That's because lower levels scatter a mix of wavelengths, giving a yellow color, while a high amount scatters long red light wavelengths more efficiently. So you can thank those colorful sunsets. Well, you can thank dust for those picturesque sunsets and sunrises. And finally, the world's largest source of dust. What do you think it is? No, not your friend's bedroom. 182 million tons of dust is blown away from the huge desert we call the Sahara Desert every year. And that's the main source of, or the world's largest source of dust. And dust also affects your indoor air quality. And your indoor air quality, of course, definitely affects your health, which is our topic of discussion this hour. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on our last program of 2018. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your pre-holiday weekend. Here in the studio to help us with facts about indoor air quality is our indoor air quality expert, Jason Princenthal from Air Care Environmental Services. They've been an indoor air quality leader since 1989 here in the islands, and he's really the Sherlock Holmes, of detecting household mold or mildew. We'll talk about mold or mildew. Did I say moldo? Oh, that's a combination of mold and mildew is moldew. All right. Anyway, we'll talk about everything you need to know about indoor air quality, fumes and vacuums and air conditioning filters and ducts and everything else. So we'll talk about that after these announcements and the Health Hotline News with Jason Princenthal. Next hour, be sure to join us for The Way This Doctor Sees It. The Way I See It is the name of his book, A Head-to-Toe Guide to Common Orthopedic Conditions. He's Dr. Thomas, Dr. Neviser will be with us. He's a board-certified orthopedist and has tremendous amount of experience in this field and has a book out on the 90 most common conditions that if you live long enough, you're going to experience at least a few of these. So it pays to know about these joint and bone problems that that you're going to have to know about sooner or later, and you might have to deal with or manage. All right, that's coming up next hour. Also, Dick Allgaier's health report coming up, and time allowing, we'll have the Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Fitness File. All right, straight ahead in the news. Five ways to prolong your life. These are interesting. Also, new findings on how your nose attacks invaders even before they get into your body. Fascinating new information on that. Plus, how ginger, of all things, cures bad breath. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Here's a secret weapon that keeps your nose safe. When cells in your nose sense potential invaders, they release tiny sacs that fight them off and prime other cells to resist the onslaught of the invaders. Immune system goes and attacks pathogens even before they get into the body. This from Dr. Benjamin Blair, a sinus surgeon, and he says that the cells lining the nasal cavity secrete a mucus that traps tiny particles. Well, we all know what mucus does or that it does that. But what's surprising, says Dr. Blair, is that instead of being swept forward so it can rapidly be expelled, the mucus is swept backward toward the throat and you swallow it and then the gut deals with it from there. But other researchers have recently found that as well as secreting mucus, the cells of the nasal cavity release billions of tiny sacs called exosomes. Now, these were discovered back in 1983, but they're found to have new properties. And these exosomes, part of a previously unknown defense system, they found that when the cells at the front of the nose are exposed to a potentially dangerous bacterium, the number of exosomes released into the mucus doubles within just 5 minutes. And these exosomes, you want to thank your exosomes because they can kill pathogens directly on contact. It was only in the past decade that they've really increased the research on these substances that were discovered back in 1983. And they're involved in all kinds of processes from normal body functioning as well as diseases, including cancer and asthma. So that's good news on the breathing front. Ginger, it turns out, can cure bad breath. German researchers discovered that when a compound in ginger called gingerol mixes with saliva, the production of enzymes in the mouth increases, get this, 16-fold within seconds. And that's a good thing because these enzymes work to break down foul-smelling molecules that fight bad breath. So they say that even eating a slice of candied ginger will deliver these benefits. Probably not so much if you eat a gingerbread cookie, though. If you have any leftover cookies from Christmas, not going to happen. In fact, the bacteria are from the starch and the sugars and the cookies, that's probably going to add to the problem. But better yet, I just had one. Ginger Chews. This is a new product from Natural Factors, and I don't mean to give them a plug, but since it's a ginger product and they have one, this article's on ginger, rather. Natural Factors, it's available in all the natural food stores. They have it in a little 10 wafer bottle, or I think it's 90 wafers off the shelf in your natural food store. But it's sweetened with xylitol, the base, and so it actually, that's going to help your breath and your mouth and your oral health, help to reduce cavities, the xylitol. It has 500 milligrams of ginger, so it's going to be more potent and not have the sugar that the candied ginger does. So if you want to cure bad breath, instead of reaching for a breath mint or an Altoid, the ginger is going to do the job on a more consistent and solution basis, not just treating the symptoms. All right, Harvard researchers reveal 5 things to prolong your life by a decade. And maybe a few of you can, or maybe you can use a few of these, rather, for your New Year's health resolutions. And they do involve revamping your lifestyle, which is why you want to make them a resolution. And these, you know, 10 years is a lot of extra time. You think about it, the next time you talk to yourself out of a 30-minute workout session, or you tell yourself, oh, I don't have time to stay healthy. Okay. So here's what the study recommends you do. And basically, it's what I've been saying for almost 30 years here on the radio show. But number one, all at the top of the list, eat a healthy diet. Poor diet leads to 20% of all deaths, according to these researchers. Well, actually, this is according to research at University of Washington. High blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, they're all connected to your nutrition. Number two, right behind, exercise 30 minutes or more a day. And besides making you feel great and increasing your energy, exercise is going to prevent diseases, things like anxiety, depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even cancer. Yes, even cancer. It's directly linked to reducing the risk of over a dozen cancers. Number three, maintaining a healthy body weight. And we're going to talk about this for New Year's diet resolutions in just a few weeks in January. But being overweight or obese causes all kinds of chronic conditions, as you probably already know, from cancer and heart disease to asthma and bone problems. Number four, go light on the alcohol. Okay, let's see. And I might add that even the so-called light beer or other cleverly marketed libations have a lot of alcohol or a lot of calories. And by the way, I got to get to number five. Okay, I'll go through that one. Okay, finally, number five, don't smoke anything, period, ever. All right, that's to the point. Smoking has killed more than 10 million people worldwide. It kills more than 1 in 10 people worldwide, I should say. And according to a study published in the Lancet Medical Journal, 12% of all global deaths were attributed to smoking. Well, I guess that's one form of population control. All right, back after this with more information on your good health regarding indoor air quality as we continue here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow on your radio. Feeling old? Maybe it's mold. You never know. Well, in this segment of the program, in this hour, we are joined by a guest who hasn't been here for I don't know how many years. We used to have regular interviews with him, but he's our indoor air quality expert and the founder of AirCare, Hawaii's indoor air quality leader since 1989. He is also the Sherlock Holmes of detecting any mold or mildew in your home, household mold and mildew, and other air impurities for that matter. In fact, he is so committed to the integrity and nutrition of his olfactory senses that I understand for breakfast this morning he had a bowl of cherry nose, but I'm just guessing. Anyway, where the hell have you been, Jason Princenthal?
Hey, Dave.
You have
snowman.
You haven't been on our show for 2 or 3 years.
I'm trying to build up my immunity to you again. But
hey, you know, I can cut you off like that.
I know you do. You've done that before, actually. But no, I've been breathing easy and been real busy. Was focused a lot on the restoration world for a little bit.
Clearing the air, so to speak.
Clearing the air.
Well, let's clear the air.
No, actually, I'm back to clearing the air. I'm back to keeping things to a focus in my passion for providing and creating healthy indoor environments.
And thank you for doing that, by the way, because 90% of our lives, 80 to 90% is spent indoors. I know that when I first started this show, 70% of all occupations were indoors or for the most part in buildings or of some type the worker, the environment of the average worker in America was in an indoor environment. And now I think it's 80%+ because
sure.
There's so much more of our so much.
Well, don't forget about our residential
industry.
Market,
yeah,
too,
because
there's more air conditioning now in condos.
That's true, yeah.
People in single-family
homes. Well, and you think about
and
it, and you get in your car after work, after you've been in your office building all day, 8 hours, and then you get in your car, turn on the AC, roll up the windows. That's technically indoors, and then you pull into the parking lot or your garage or your condo or wherever.
You're being conditioned all the time, let me tell you.
And even here in Hawaii, you know, people say, oh, we're, you know, outdoors all the time. Well, maybe on the weekends or here and there. But for the most part, if you really chart, it's kind of like when I used to have people do diet diaries and they say, wow, I ate all that in 3 days or I drank all that. It's amazing how, when you record what you do or where you go, just how much of our life is spent indoors.
Well, that's why I think I'll do what the restaurants do. You know how they have the calorie
there?
Well, that's really really makes you think, right? You know,
exactly.
What? 1,000 calories for that?
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
I think I'll have that instead, or I'll get 2 of those and that'll equal that.
Isn't it raising awareness? Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Now, this is the, of course, we're at the tail end of the holidays. We have one coming up this weekend or in a few days. But holiday fragrances, they sure smell good. The Christmas candles cooking, cakes, fresheners, air fresheners and breath fresheners too, if you need it. But let's talk about some of the volatile aromatics that are in our environments indoors, and how just because they smell good, if something smells good, doesn't mean it's good for your lungs or your body.
Yeah, I mean, well, again, it would be depend on what it is. Certain things that smell good are essential also fine
oils,
for you.
Yeah, of course. But most, I mean, if it's man-made, chances are it's going to be chemicals.
Or we don't know, you know, which is the other problem. I mean, a lot of things that we thought were safe, we're turning out to know that they're not maybe so safe now.
Right.
Look what they did with even in the tobacco industry with the vapes that are real popular now people use. They even have restrictions on using them indoors, just similar to smoking before, because there are chemicals in those products. I must admit, though, it's probably a heck of a lot better than the smoke itself
was. Of course,
yeah. Right. These are just things that we still don't fully know yet.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's when people do go outdoors, or out their door to their lanais or backyards or picnics or barbecues and parks, there's the barbecues and the smoke from that. Of course, that's outdoor. It should be outdoor, indoor, or outdoor air impurities, I should say,
right.
Outdoor pollution. But that's
probably
another program.
Well, don't forget about Madame Pelle finally stopped most of her spewing and smoke. And I'll tell you
fog.
Right now, the air quality, you know, even for me, because Vogue really was a trigger point for me.
Yeah, same here.
For my asthma and stuff like that, it's much, much better now, especially when you go to the Big Island, which I spent a lot of time on, and Kona in particular, which was like in Vogue City for years and years and years, is now, at least the times I've gone over in the last couple months, it's been super clear.
It
beautiful.
Has. Yeah.
Almost like when I lived there back in the late 70s.
When it was a fishing village.
And I was 5 years old.
And, right. Okay, that's another program.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about what we can do to improve the quality of our indoor air, because you're all about indoor air quality. Now, things like dryers. I'm paying somebody to have my dryer vent because they've found that the dryer vent that goes up into the attic, it's a condo, and the attic, it just goes to nowhere, and it really doesn't exhaust outside. So,
oh, really? Oh, interesting.
So
usually exhaust on the roof or
of
the
building. Exactly. But it was a cheap condo, I guess, when it was built, and so they didn't take it out all the way. So now they're having to reduct it and everything.
Sure.
So that's one form of pollution, but that's really not pollution per se, right? I mean, is that bad to breathe the air from a dryer
remember,
the
people
dryer
put
exhaust.
Fragrance in them.
I don't, but you're right. Some people do. Yeah.
And the other side of it is, you know, you have lint, you have particulates.
That's
you know,
right.
Particulates are really the big focus of most of everything in my field of indoor air, because pretty much everything is a particle or, you know, even mold spores, but dust, man-made fibers.
That's why vacuuming frequently in your house is very important, right?
Absolutely. That's how you control it, including mold spores. That's how we naturally control the accumulation of mold spores in your home, because spores are everywhere. I mean, a lot of people will call me and talk to me about mold, because mold is a big focus here, particularly in Hawaii with our weather and in our environment. And, you know, mostly an educator. I've been that for most of my life, because there's a lot of different, a lot of different stuff that's out there about my field. A lot of it is not so reputable, and a lot of it's scare tactics. But for me, it's about, you know, providing the most clear, precise information we can possibly give our clients, and to try to help them get to where they want to be as quickly and most cost effectively as possible. You don't have to, in most cases, spend a lot of money to control these type of elements that might be the allergen triggers that are affecting the occupants. And everybody's different. So there's not one golden rule for everything, other than my favorite saying, which is, you know, clean, dry, and well ventilate your home or building, and you generally won't have a problem. Clean is the real important factor. And our homes here in Hawaii, particularly if they are open air, they will get dirtier and load with a lot of allergens much quicker than, say, an enclosed building that uses air conditioning.
Okay.
Because the windows are open, that's where all these allergens and
but what if the AC is on recirc or the recirculation mode? Since cars have that, but also the wall air conditioners have that, as well as big units have that too.
Yeah.
So you're just recycling the dust that's already in there.
Well, you do have filters. I mean, the more important thing about recycling is, and all air conditionings will recycle for the most part. Yeah. But a lot of them, mainly commercial, are designed to bring in and dilute with outdoor air, you know, because over time, your indoor air, you know, will increase in CO2 levels and other types of irritants and factors. Mm-hmm. So adding low levels of oxygen or outdoor air is a common thing, and it's, you know, usually recommended.
And it's usually good to breathe oxygen.
It is. It is, unless you're a fish.
In which case, that's another program. Hey, Jason, we need to take bottom of our break, and when we come back, I want to ask you about weather-related mold. You know, of course, we've had some extreme weather this year, and we do every year, but it seems to be more extreme every year, or maybe it's just that it's the awareness factor that goes up, or the sensationalism of the media. But in any case, if you get flooded, or just if there's areas around your home that are subjected to a lot of moisture, no matter where you live, we'll talk about what can happen to your indoor air there, and more on mold and mildew, and then other ways to breathe easy, including duct cleaning, and how often should you change your filters, since you mentioned filters on air conditioning. We'll talk about that. And then when we come back, I want to share with you and our listeners a kind of unusual episode I had with an airport bathroom in Maui recently, and the smell that it was a good smell, but it was a chemical smell. So I want to talk about that. My guest in this hour of the program, Jason Princenthal from Air Care Environmental Services. He's an indoor air quality expert, and we'll have more information for your good health so you can breathe easy as we continue here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
You're with me right now. Thank you. David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, and we're here with Jason Princenthal from Air Care, talking about your indoor air quality, especially important at this time of the year as we spend more time indoors than any other time of the year. Thanks for being with us, by the way, and finally showing up after all these years.
No problem, no problem. The door was locked every time I came before, but I was able to get in this time.
You snuck in. Well, let me tell you about, I was at, I fly, as you do, between islands a lot every week, and I was at the Maui Airport bathroom, and I'm at the urinal, and I smell bubble gum. I think, where is this coming from? I kind of look around, you know, like there's nobody around me. And then I look down, and there's no gum in the urinal. But then I noticed that.
Is this your urinal?
Yeah.
What were you drinking before that?
No, there was one of those deodorizer tablets that disinfected. And it was bubblegum scented. I mean, mm-hmm. Usually it's citrus scented or pine scented or, some
chemical
fresh
scent
or hygienic scent. But bubblegum?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But did you go out and buy some afterwards?
No, it was so strong. I thought, how good can this be to breathe, even though it's a pleasant smell? I mean, it reminded me of my childhood days when I chewed bubblegum. Uh-huh. But, I mean,
did you feel lightheaded after you left?
Well, not because of the bubblegum, but no. But tell us about, you know, things that are disinfectants or air purifiers or, you know, the spray. We won't mention brand names, but it starts with an F. And,
An F. Huh?
Well, there's others. There's others, yeah.
It gets down to the chemical brands and or the brands and what they use in them. I mean, certainly there are, quote, chemicals that are not exactly the best thing to be subjected to.
Bubblegum, for instance, you know it's not Pine Sol or essential oil, something that's natural.
And you know it's not bubblegum.
Exactly, because it was in the urinal.
Right.
Proceed.
Yeah, so, usually when there's those kind of issues, and you know, the consumer is, the driver of a lot of things, right? Particularly if they're educated and they don't want to have, it's like GMO, you know, those type of things. Once you educate people, then they have a choice of what they buy and what they want, and that's what drives any kind of market. Mm-hmm. So products in themselves have changed dramatically. I mean, even in my field, I mean, we were using 20 years ago to clean out ventilation ducting and disinfectants and biocides are much different now. For instance, when I first got into the field, we used a lot of phenol-based products phenol was the hot disinfectant out there. Hospitals were using it, the glutaldehydes and things of that sort. And then suddenly they realized these residual things at last aren't really healthy for you, right? And then now as time progressed, people are looking for less types of destructive
less
products.
Toxic, yeah.
So now a lot of things that we use, for instance, are like hydrogen peroxide solutions. And we don't like to use chlorines, but, you know, because they're pretty toxic and corrosive in themselves. Mm-hmm. But there are ways of getting to where you want to be without poisoning your surroundings.
Right.
That just comes by specific brands that you would have to look at. I mean, when I'm asked to investigate a health issue in a commercial building and we suspect that the chemicals or cleaners that are being used, we naturally have to get a material safety data sheet from the manufacturer to see what types of chemical compounds are in there. Hydrocarbons, volatile organic compounds is certainly the things we don't want to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of buildings and commercial establishments, I know that AirCare over the years, since you've been in business since 1989, you have some of the biggest contracts with hospitals and schools and government buildings, hotels. Is asbestos pretty much a thing of the past?
Asbestos is alive and well, particularly in the world of where we're talking about restoration from water damage and things of that sort. It's a state requirement, for instance, that the restoration contractors that are out there when you have a flood or water damage, particularly if it's of a magnitude of, you know, a good amount of building materials. Mm-hmm. And I'm specifically talking about drywall and flooring materials and things
or
like that.
Or wet wall, as the case may be.
Yeah, or wet wall. It's required that that the contractor provide or obtain a hazardous material survey for asbestos and lead because drywall compound texture, particularly back in the old, you know, pre-1980, they were using quite a bit of the asbestos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But even if the building was built last year, the state requires that you do a hazardous material survey to absolutely make sure.
Oh, it's not just for older buildings.
Right.
Oh.
And now when it becomes known that it's, because those are regulated materials, that they're in asbestos case, over 1% content in the materials.
I see.
That is deemed to have to be...
Only 1%? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 1%.
And is there a sensor or some kind of device or instrument that you can measure the asbestos?
That's done by... you generally want to hire, we bring in our certified state-certified asbestos inspector who's trained to understand suspect materials.
Oh, I see.
Gathers samples. Mm-hmm. And you take usually three they take three samples of the same continuous material.
I see.
And if one of the three pops hot, then it's considered asbestos containing materials.
Gotcha.
If none of them out of those three samples show or detect over that 1%, then it's deemed as non-regulated, which means that any contractor or person can do it as opposed to a licensed abatement contractor.
Now, what about people that try to do it themselves? You know, the red flag for me would be, since I'm not knowledgeable as you are in your field, but popcorn ceilings. Oh, wow, that's definitely asbestos.
Especially if it's an older building.
Yeah, right. And so a lot of people have actually taken that off themselves. So what's
the
danger there?
You can do that. I mean, the laws are really derived to protect consumers from contractors who don't do the job right.
But not from themselves.
Right. Between you and me, I've done my own removal of popcorn in the homes in the past that I've had.
Oh, well, that explains it.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
But, if you keep it wet, bag it, it's all about, exposure. Mm-hmm. So, and the exposure comes from the dust. And they consider that type of material, like some of the others, as what they refer to as friable, which means that when it's disturbed, it becomes aerosolized in the air very quickly for exposure.
Right. Okay.
Other types of asbestos material, like mastic, which is gooey and thick.
Mastic has asbestos?
Floor tile mastic, yeah, the black floor tile mastic.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't really worry about exposure as much because it's gooey and contained.
Right, right.
Unless you're going to grind it or sand it or buff it.
And also the ceiling installation, that would be problematic too, right? That's fiberglass, I guess, more than asbestos. Well, there's the insulation, like the material, that puffy material.
Above the ceiling.
Above the ceiling, rather.
Yeah, I mean, fiberglass is its own issue and irritant. Yeah. So it's not considered
It's like grass fibers in your lungs, right? I mean, the irritation.
Oh, yeah. They're slivers of glass. And then there's another side that feel that it is and can be a carcinogenic by its nature of inflammation of the, the lung tissue.
The lining. Yeah.
So my favorite word, it depends. It depends on the exposure. And
the dose makes the poison.
The dose makes the poison, yeah.
The solution to dilution. No, the solution to pollution is dilution. Okay.
Except the hazardous stuff.
Exactly, right. And are we talking parts per million, or what's the...
For
things like... you said asbestos 1% or more, but as far as the deleterious effects on our health,
in the air, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those percentages are based on content or the bulk amount.
But it's much less as far as what you would want to breathe in, right?
as far as the toxic level. So when they do asbestos removal, an industrial hygienist will usually do air monitoring to make sure the particulates, including any asbestos fibers, are controlled or contained. And that's why when they do it, they have to do a degree of containment to make sure that it doesn't affect unaffected areas of a home or indoors inside of a building.
Right, right.
Even when they remove it on the outside, they
unintended
have to contain
consequences. In other words,
right, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
I and like that. Oh, go ahead. Oh,
and that's with mold. I mean, even though it's not regulated, not considered a toxin, even though they call certain molds toxic, is not considered a toxin by nature because it's natural.
It's a natural carcinogen.
That's right. That's right.
It's like tobacco. I like your term. I don't think you've ever said it before in our previous shows. Industrial hygienist. Is that like a dental hygienist, but with buildings?
Yes, that's right.
So do they just go along?
Well, they don't clean the floors like your teeth. No, an industrial hygienist is somebody who's trained to test for toxic materials and are educated in that matter. And then you have certified industrial hygienists, which are a higher level, higher degree base of a science person who is trained to understand toxins and volatile compound testing and basically focuses on regulated and permissible levels of materials that are otherwise regulated.
Interesting. Very fascinating information. Jason Princethal is my guest. We need to take one last break of the hour. And when we come back, I want to ask you, Jason, about air conditioning filters, how often we should change those, how frequently they need to be serviced, as well as duct cleaning. And we'll talk about vacuums. I understand that vacuums really suck.
They do. They do.
And they should.
Well, if you turn them around, they'll blow, too. But I don't know.
But that's another. We don't want blow. We want suck. We'll talk about where you live in your building as far as the floors. You might be subjected to more. I remember doing a story some years ago on people on the eighth floor or above are actually more prone to certain airborne contaminants than being on the first level. But depending on where you are, you know, near a main thoroughfare or boulevard, or if you're living on a cul-de-sac, or that also plays into how frequently you're going to have to clean and how much indoor air pollution you're going to be subjected to. So much more information to come on indoor air quality with our resident indoor air quality guest, Jason Princethal. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
You're listening to Dr. Health Radio, Hawaii's original health news magazine, now in its 28th year. To listen to past shows, just go to the podcast section of our website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Now, back to David Snow on the healthiest 2 hours on radio.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on Dr. Health Radio. David Snow with you. A healthy lifestyle is a clean lifestyle, and we're talking about indoor air quality and having and breathing clean air indoors or wherever you are. It's important not to breathe in mold or other impurities. Here's some information, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, our guest is Jason Princethal, our indoor air quality expert. Jason, the mycotoxin effects and symptoms on people, this is the mold exposure or the consequences, oxidative stress, mitochondrial disorders, which means it can directly affect energy, cell death, accelerated aging, weight gain, fatigue, memory loss, mood swings. I better stop while I'm ahead here. I mean, a lot of things that can adversely affect your health if you're exposed to mold.
Yes. Mycotoxin, which is something that people can be exposed to with mold contamination, is been a focus of excuse me of research for a number of years. It's one of the in-depth focuses in the medical research area for mold exposure, and you know, when this started to develop many years ago, I've known some of the more famous MDs that have been focused on this. And actually, some people in the indoor air quality world thought they were crazy, right?
Huh.
Because it just sounded really bizarre. You know, there's a degree of
the connection. Like, you mean between?
Well,
the
not
two.
Only the connection, but I don't even think a lot of the people in my own field felt that mold was actually as bad as they were saying. For me, I mean, I know how it affects me personally.
Right.
However, it still does really opens my eyes to understanding some of the things that we still don't understand about being in moldy environments. Like, for instance, the effects of being subjected to low dose levels
exactly.
of mold over
right.
long periods
yes.
of time.
Exactly.
As opposed to these big booms of lots of mold due to like a
acute
flood
exposure.
Or water damage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had firsthand experience, particularly when I was doing work on the West Coast and San Francisco and Silicon Valley area. I had a couple clients out that way where I did an investigation on a home where this elderly people diagnosed with aspergillosis. They actually ended up passing away several years later because of a very, very lethal type of disease.
Which is a
disease.
Mold spore.
Well, it's derived from Aspergillus, usually Aspergillus flavius species.
Mm-hmm.
There's many Aspergillus species.
Which is a mold type of
Yeah, it's a species of
yeah.
mold
yeah.
or fungi.
Mm-hmm.
It was growing on a lot of their attic contents, you know, because they had a roof leak.
Oh, wow.
I think this is back in 1999 when
okay.
they had a lot of rain, a lot of flooding
uh-huh.
going on in Salinas and places like that, mm-hmm. Watsonville. And they couldn't occupy their home because they felt every time they went in, they had a reaction.
Wow.
And they lived in a trailer on their home, on their land.
Oh, on their land. Okay.
And then I was hired by the insurance company to do an investigation to determine whether their home was safe or not. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not there to convince somebody that it's safe when they don't feel it isn't,
mm-hmm.
because really only they know. The only people that I run into that are kind of in that it's dangerous or not dangerous, or perhaps people who are trying to benefit from it, you know, on a insurance
oh,
or
insurance
financial
claims.
Basis.
Yeah, right. So,
but
what was your conclusion?
My conclusion was that they were exposed to high levels of Aspergillus fungi in that attic space. However, I went in 6-8 months later, so I could only base a hypothesis, if you will, on the fact that at the time when all their materials were in there full of mold,
mm-hmm, right.
and they went into this really hot, damp, enclosed,
sure.
condensed environment, that they must have been subjected to billions and billions of spores
mm-hmm.
per cubic meter that they were breathing in the air, which are tremendously high levels, which probably is why he ended up.
And why did what did they pass away from?
Aspergillosis.
Oh, they did. It was
oh, yeah.
diagnosed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hospitals, for instance, it's a very focused, like Legionella,
uh-huh. Okay.
which is bacteria, but
right.
Aspergillus is something that healthcare facilities don't want to have in their facilities either.
Right. Right.
Particularly in immunosuppressed areas
yeah.
in the hospital. Or people who have, you know, lung diseases.
Or in their ducts and ventilation systems, right?
I mean, well, I mean, those types of Aspergillus does grow in ductwork, like penicillium usually, particularly here in Hawaii.
Or maybe they could commercialize it and, you know, just make antibiotics out of the penicillium.
I'd rather do it in a lab
yeah, right,
than
right.
Scrape it off in the dirt in your
just
ducts.
Just kidding, of course. By the way, since you said you were in Silicon Valley, do people there suffer from silicosis? that's another program. Okay. All right. Let's shift gears from mold to, well, we're still on the mold issue, but the cleanliness issue, which you alluded to earlier in the discussion, and that is vacuuming frequently and, you know, having internal or household hygiene, if you will, because we don't want our houses to have housetosis.
Right.
So, but vacuums, how often should a person vacuum?
Well, again, it depends.
I vacuum every twice a year, whether it needs it or not.
Oh, well, you're doing it once more too often than
well,
I do.
Well, that's twice as much as most bachelors.
You know, again, it really depends. I don't want to sound like I'm a clean freak, because personally I'm not. But when we're trying to help somebody to understand their ailments, because usually, most cases, people call me because they feel like they're impacted from either their home or their office, and particularly when they occupy the space. And part of when I go in and do an assessment of those dwellings or buildings is to understand potential sources and what's there, or finding out what's there, and then determining that load of what's there and how often and so forth and so on. Like I was saying before, the way we control things in the accumulated dust, which has all these allergens and particles and spores, is by cleaning. That's how we control them. Now, when a place has a water damage or flood or condensing issue because their air conditioning system isn't operating properly or dirty ventilation systems, it's a whole different mechanism. So that, that in itself becomes a big source of what's causing the load or accumulation inside. So when we understand that, that's why I say every building, every person, every situation has similar traits, but they're all different because everybody has different elements of how they live.
Yeah.
And then it gets down to the furnishings. Some people like carpets, other people don't. They both have their benefits and pluses and minuses. I can generally let people know how they should live. Or I tell people,
you give them a guideline.
You tell me how you want to live and I'll tell you how to maintain it. Now in Hawaii, I mean, because a lot of people live in an open air environment, humidity and
it's a fact of life. Yeah. It's reality.
And that humidity when we have no control, like without air conditioning.
Excuse me.
It must have
there's mold in the studio.
It then becomes an issue of humidity and moisture in the air that affects the contents or furnishings that we have.
Okay, now HEPA filters. Everybody's heard of HEPA filters. What does that stand for, by the way? High
efficiency particulate arrestants.
Arrestants. Okay, yes. I didn't know the A. Yes. So that's found in both air conditioning filters as well as vacuum. I have a
usually not air conditioning unless it's a healthcare facility.
Oh, that's right.
You can get standalone air cleaners,
air purifiers.
But keep in mind, none of those dehumidifiers, air purifiers, will work unless you keep the windows shut.
That's right.
And I'm asked this a lot. Well, a home that doesn't use air conditioning, they have their windows open. They go, well, gee, if I get a air purifier or dehumidifier, will that help? And I said, yeah, if you're willing to keep the windows shut, and you're not, because the dehumidifier will make your place hot and dry.
Wouldn't that be like being in your car driving down the freeway with your windows down and the air conditioner going?
Worse.
That's worse, okay.
Yes, because it would cost you a lot more money to do that in your house
It's
in your little car, and not to mention, you really don't spend any extra money having your windows down. While you drive.
With the air conditioning on, you're using a little more gas. But
it's all about thermal conditioning. In a car, you're not really worried about controlling moisture in the environment for long periods of time. But in a home, it's all about 24/7, 365 days a year, and how we maintain that thermal conditioning of the indoor environment.
Now,
it's very important here in Hawaii. That's what causes a lot of problems with people's health and with mold is the fact of their living style and what they have in their home. And so what I generally do is when I visit those type of people, part of it is educating them that perhaps that old shag carpet or, you know, all the fabric cushions and furnishings you have are part of the problem because they will absorb moisture and eventually fungal growth will occur on them. If you walk into a place after a long extended cone of weather or high humidity weather here and places smell musty, that's a clear sign that there's mold growing, period. So, and it's usually coming from all these sinks or reservoirs in your house that it was able to absorb the moisture along with the dust that it collects, which are spores that grow.
Gotcha. And HEPA filters, I have a Miele vacuum and it has a HEPA filter on it. That seems to be better than just the regular vacuum without one, right?
Yeah, because when you vacuum, you want the stuff that you pick up, particularly the finest particulates, to stay in that thing.
Yeah, otherwise you're just recirculating.
Exactly.
And going
exactly.
all over the place.
So, and then when you clean it, a lot of people have to understand that you don't want to take it to the trash can in the kitchen mm-hmm. and let it rip out of that container.
Oh, right. Yes.
Because
yes.
then you're going to
reintroduce it into the air. Yeah.
The area.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Just a few minutes left. Air conditioning filters. How often? How frequently should people change those?
Again, it depends. It depends on the type of filter you use. It depends on the load. It's usually based on the size of the air conditioning system and the intent of the filter. Most people don't need HEPA filters, but say an operating room in a hospital does because there's zero tolerance for particles, spores, mm-hmm. and everything else in the air.
Okay.
Filters and air conditioning systems are in part designed to stop larger particulates from entering the system, the coils, and the equipment. But it's also and should be designed to protect people's lungs. There's a rating called MERV, M-E-R-V. And usually people want to use in their homes a MERV 4 to 7, which is the efficiency of the filter. So in other words, the better the filter efficiency, meaning if you can look at it under a microscope, it has actually areas where the air can go through it because if it doesn't, you know, you're not going to get air conditioning,
right?
Because air conditioning, like vacuum, sucks and blows.
Okay. So you want a higher number.
The higher the number. Oh, you know, it's funny. I always get confused here. Is it the higher number or the lower number?
Or is it like a golf score? Okay.
Well, no.
Higher number.
And then how your housekeeping is depends on how dirty your system gets, too.
Right.
Usually filters are changed every
season, maybe?
3 months.
Every season.
Every 3 months, particularly here in Hawaii where people are continuously using it. During the winter when it's cool, you know, certain people don't run it
maybe
at certain times
or
when it's cool outside, you know, to save energy costs and things
like
that.
Gotcha. Okay. On that note, let's see, I have other questions, but those were the main important ones. And to breathe easy, if people want to breathe easier, how can they reach you? What is your phone number?
Well, they can look us up on the internet at www.aircarehawaii.com, or they can give us a call at our number.
Let's see if I remember the number, 593-9600.
Well, yes, you can be there.
I still had my Sumheimer's is not affecting my memory too much. Okay. All right. Thanks so much for being with us. And
hey, great to see you.
Don't wait another 2 or 3 years to come back.
No, I'll be back in a half an hour.
Okay. All right, Jason.
I'll see you next year.
Yes, you got it. Okay. And you're one of our last guests of this year.
All right.
So thanks for being
here.
We'll
see you in 2019.
2019.
Man, can you believe that?
By the way, we're high school classmates. Or no, was it high? Yeah, high school. Yeah,
right. Yeah, high school. Not kindergarten.
With emphasis on high with you, but not me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we're talking about Kailua High School, right?
Yes, indeed. All right. Next hour, Dr. Thomas Neviser, an orthopedic medicine specialist, joins us to talk about some of the most common ailments that you will suffer from if you live long enough. We'll talk about those. Plus all of our regular features, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, and time allowing, we'll have the Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Fitness File. So stick around for hour number two. After the top of the hour, Fox News, I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Also, our website is www.drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. If you miss any part of the show or just want a double dose of good health information, our show is rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Stick around after the top of the hour Fox News for hour number two of The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.